Ever since the fossil of the 6-million-year-old millennium ancestor was discovered in Kenya by French paleoanthropologists in 2000, scientists have debated whether it belonged to the family of prehistoric apes or humans. An independent team of researchers led by Brian Richmond of George Washington University in Washington, D.C., studied the upper thigh bone of the millennium ancestor. Investigators used a statistical method to compare the fossil to 300 thigh bones from great apes and modern humans, as well as fossilized human ancient remains. Richmond says it appears the millennium ancestor walked upright, a characteristic possessed by prehistoric humans and one that marked the divergence with apes some 2 million years ago. Richmond says the evidence can be seen in the hip bone of the millennium ancestor.
It doesn't look anything like a modern or a fossil ape. So we know that this thigh bone was adapted to upright walking on two legs all the way back at 6 million years ago.
But Richmond says the millennium ancestor is not a direct ancestor of prehistoric humans. Rather, Richmond says it appears to be related to a diverse family of human-like primates that arose in Africa much later.
At 6 million years ago, the fossil looks so similar to things that are 2 and 3 million years ago that it suggests that when our early ancestors started walking upright, they evolved a hip anatomy that remained stable for 4 million years for the majority of human evolutionary history. And there weren't further changes until about 2 million years ago with the origin of our own genus Homo.
Richmond's paper on the millennium ancestor is published in the journal Science. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.